distance. Having some words to say here as the Raptors have the bases loaded. One out, 3-3, top eight, and it's Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh, 0-for-3, a pair of punch-outs coming in the second and fourth innings. Most recently flew out to the left fielder Mira to end the sixth inning. The first pitch to the right-handed hitting McIntosh. Pops this one up in the air down the third baseline, giving chase near the seats. It'll get out of play. That was the third baseman, Mitchell. So the count begins 0-1 on McIntosh in his fourth plate appearance of the evening. McIntosh joined the team in time for the home opener. Actually, I had the pleasure of having dinner with McIntosh before the first game as the 0-1 pitch misses low and inside to even up the count at 1-1. From Columbus, Indiana, talked to him about, obviously, Midwestern weather at the end of May and how weird things can get. Said he was excited to be in the lineup and play in the home opener. Unfortunately, was lifted in the third inning due to injury and didn't come back to the lineup until Wednesday at Madison. 1-1 to McIntosh, a breaking ball that misses inside. Kyler having to get out of the way of that one. Count now 2-1. So played in that game on Wednesday. Scored a run but didn't record a hit. Got his first hit as the Raptor. It was a bloop single in the seventh inning to center field on that Thursday night game at Warner Park. Made it at the time just a one-run game. 3-2 was the score. And then Jack Matthew doubled to right, one batter later to bring in Kyler to tie it at 3. The 2-1 from Rundy. This is low and inside for ball 3. Went 0-for-4 against Madison in the first home game of the Mallards on Friday. Collected a hit and scored twice on Saturday and his big 3-hit game yesterday against La Crosse. 3-1 the count. McIntosh in the driver's seat. Bases full of Raptors. The 3-1 is swung on and missed. Count moves 3-2 with one away. Beauchesne is on deck. Onati to follow, but you know McIntosh wants to do the damage right here. Right-hander Rundy set. The payoff pitch swung on and missed. Foul tipped into the glove of Collins. McIntosh down on strikes for the third time tonight, and it'll be all up to the six-hole hitter, Jake Beauchesne. Beauchesne's 0-for-3 tonight with 3 groundouts. Grounded out to second and Pruitt to end the second inning. Grounded out back to the mound with the starting pitcher Tyler Albanese back in the fourth and led off the seventh with a ground out to the third baseman Gable Mitchell. First pitch to Beauchesne's, a breaking ball in there for a called strike on the inside corner. Boston on third, McGuire on second, Grayson Schaefer is on first base. The Raptors have already scored once this inning on a sack fly from Jorge Degatti. The 0-1, breaking ball popped up and out of play. Behind the eight ball here is Beauchesne. It's no balls and 2 strikes on the Raptor left fielder. Would be a big get out here for Rundy. Struck out McIntosh with the bases loaded and 1 out. It's a strike away here as well, the 0-2. That one misses low. Blocked by the catcher Collins. Beauchesne not biting on that. Inning began with Miles Vandenhoevel reaching on an error in his first plate appearance of the night off the bench. Boston then singled. Beauchesne went, or I should say, Vandenhoevel went first to third, and then Degatti sack fly tied us up. 1-2 the count. Here it comes. Another breaking ball missing low and blocked by Collins. Beauchesne's worked the count even here. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Nadi on deck, and then Alex Brody getting into the middle half and then bottom third of the Raptor order here in the eighth inning. The 2-2. This one hit back up the middle, and he'll get under the glove of the second baseman Pruitt into right center for a base hit. Boston in to score. McGuire right behind him. It's a 2-out, 2-run single for Jake Beauchesne. The Raptors have the lead 5-3 in the top of the eighth inning. A clutch knock for Beauchesne, fired up hit in the first base bag. Going first to third on the knock is Schaefer. It's now a 3-run eighth inning for Wisconsin Rapids. It'll bring up Mason Onati, the eighth hitter of the inning for Wisconsin Rapids. Onati 0-for-2 in 3 plate appearances tonight. We'll have another quick conference at the mound between the catcher Jack Collins and the right-hander Logan Rundy. Jake Beauchesne, the man of the night Friday evening, should say Saturday night against Madison. His two two-run homers and a pair of diving plays in center field. Two nights later, a big swing of the bat to give the Raptors the lead, and Josh Fry has seen enough. We'll get a call to the bullpen here with two outs and runners on the corners. Raptors still going. It's a three-run top of the eighth inning at Copeland Park. They lead for the first time tonight by a score of 5-3. Don't go anywhere for this pitching change. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on your home for the Raptors, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Call the bullpen here with runners on the corners and two down in the top of the eighth inning. The Raptors have plated three in this frame and lead the Lacrosse Loggers here at Copeland Park by a score of 5-3. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors back here on WFHR. It's Luke Vax, the 6'1 redshirt junior from Westchester University in Mays Landing, New Jersey. Spent the 2022 Northwoods League season in the Great Lakes West Division with the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. It'll bring up Mason Onati off the pitching change to face the right-hander Vax. Set the first pitch to the Raptor third baseman's on the outside corner for a called strike. For Vax, this is his fourth outing the season, most recently on June 5th, worked two innings against Green Bay in the 11-7 victory. No hits allowed, two runs, one was earned, two walks against the Rockers, and three strikeouts while facing nine batters. As a 3.6 ERA so far this season as the 0-1 misses outside. Count now 1-1. With Fondy back in 2022, appeared in 13 games, had a 3-0 record through 23 innings, at a .78 earned run average. 30 strikeouts in the 90 batters that he faced, had a .96 whip as the 1-1 pitch misses low to Onati. Other games that the right-handers worked in this year through an inning against Thunder Bay back at home on the 30th of May. No hits, no runs, a walk, and a punch out. Faced the minimum. And then his first outing of the season was at Mankato on opening day in the 9-8 loss to the Moondogs. He threw two innings, allowed a hit, a run, walked one, and struck out two while facing eight Moondog hitters. The 2-1 to Onati. This is outside for ball three. Logan Rundy's line isn't done yet. He's responsible for the runners on the corners. 2 2/3 innings as of right now. 4 runs, 3 earned, walked 1, struck out 4 through 55 pitches. The only walk issued by Logger pitching today coming from Rundy. 3-1 the count. Vax is set. His next delivery. That one's there on the outside corner for a called strike. Onati tossed his bat near the Raptor dugout. He'll have to go get his lumber and step back into the left-handed batter's box for the 3-2. Rafters have played at three in this inning. Vanden Heuvel, in his first plate appearance off the bench since entering the bottom of the fifth to play defense, reached on air. Boston then singled, then scoring Vanden Heuvel, Jorge Degatti in the next at-bat on a sac fly. 3-2. Unati hits this one in the air to center field. Hamilton coming in on it, sliding to make the grab and retire the side. Rafters send eight to the plate here in the top of the eighth and score three times to take their first lead of this ballgame. 5-3 the score. We head to the home half of the eighth inning. 7-8-9, but for the Loggers, with a new pitcher coming into the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. That's number 31, Kyle Bender. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Rafter Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Kyle Bender enters the fray as the fourth Rafter pitcher in the ballgame tonight, but Wisconsin Rapids has their first lead late against the La Crosse Loggers here in La Crosse. 5-3, four, bottom eight, 7-8-9. Do it for the Loggers. Andy Ockham, your voice. The Rafters back with you here on WFHR. Game 13 of 72 in this Northwoods League season. The Rafters looking to improve to 7-6 and be winners of three straight. It's the right-handed hitting catcher, Jack Collins, to lead off the inning. 0-3 thus far is Collins. First pitch from Bender to him is there for a called strike. Bender last worked at home on June 7th, Friday, the first of two at home against Madison. A scoreless inning for the right-hander, faced just one over the minimum, a walk and a strikeout, no hits, no runs allowed. Allowed two earned runs in three appearances this season as the 0-1 pitch popped up in the air, down the first baseline into foul territory. It's Grayson Schaefer to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Bender also worked at Wausau in that 17-10 loss to the Woodchucks at Athletic Park on June 1st, threw an inning, didn't allow a hit, allowed a run on a walk, and faced five. First outing of the season came in the home opener against Fond du Lac 2 weeks ago Tuesday, in which he threw an inning and allowed a hit and a run. It's Cam Pruitt, the right-handed hitting second baseman. Swings at the first pitch. A high chopper on the ground over short, gloving McIntosh. He throws to first in time. Two up, two down for Bender here in the eighth. A big top of the eighth for Wisconsin Rapids, scoring three times to take the lead. All three runs for La Crosse coming in the bottom of the second. The Rafters, one in the top of the fourth, one in the top of the sixth, and the three in the top of this inning. Five runs on six hits and two errors for Rapids, three runs on seven hits and an error for La Crosse. It's the left-handed hitting third baseman Gable Mitchell taking a first pitch on the outside corner from Bender for a called strike. Mitchell 2-for-3 tonight, an RBI single to start his day back in the second. Also singled with two down and nobody out in the fourth. Most recently flew out to Jorge Degatti in the sixth inning. The 0-1 from Bender leaked that breaking ball. It misses well outside to even the count at a ball and strike. On deck, it's back to the top of the order for the fifth time tonight. with LaCrosse and R.J. Hamilton. Bender, the 6'3 sophomore right-hander from Folsom Lake College, had appeared in 16 games for the Falcons this past spring. The 1-1 fouled back by Mitchell. It's now a ball and two strikes. All 16 appearances for Bender out of the bullpen for the Falcons. The former Washington Husky had an ERA just over 5.6 and a whip at 1.75 in his 22 and a third innings pitched. Had a strikeout per nine of 12.9 out of the bullpen this past spring. Here comes the 1-2 to Gable Mitchell. And misses way high and outside to even the count at 2-2. In 2023 for the Washington Huskies, two relief appearances for Bender. Had a 1-0 record, was redshirted by the former Pac-12 program back in 2022. Here comes the 2-2. Tapped foul right near the Logger dugout. Staying alive is Mitch. In his lone campaign with the Huskies, had a 1-2-3 inning against Northern Colorado back on March 3rd of 2023, striking out two of the three batters he faced. We'll have another 2-2 coming here for the nine-hole hitter, Gable Mitchell. Breaking ball. This one is dribbled foul down the first base line. Good battle here with two outs and nobody on in a 5-3 ball game between Kyle Bender and Gable Mitchell. The Rafters will get to the ninth. It'll be 8-9-1. Brody, Vandenhoevel, and Boston. Brody, the lone Rafter to not step into the batter's box in that three-run top of the eighth inning. Another 2-2 coming here from Kyle Bender after a long pause. The leg kick and fires. Another one fouled off near the LaCrosse dugout. Heads up on that two-hopper. That one snagged by the Logger catcher Jack Collins in full gear at the top step. As mentioned, the Rafters after today, back on the road tomorrow. First time seeing a divisional opponent in the Great Lakes West Division at Green Bay. For 6:35, first pitch. 2-2 breaking ball hit on a line. Trotter Boston is there at second base to make the catch. It is a 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth for Kyle Bender out of the Rafter bullpen. We head to the ninth in LaCrosse. 5-3 the score in favor of your Rafters. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top nine here at Copeland Park. The right-hander Luke Vax back out on the mound to face the 8-9-1 spots in the Rafter order. Wisconsin Rapids leading 5-3. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back with you on WFHR as the right-hander fires a first-pitch strike to Alex Brody, and we're underway in the ninth inning. Brody tonight, 0 for 2 and 3 plate appearances. Strikeouts in the third and most recently in the seventh inning. threw a four-pitch walk in between in the fifth. The 0-1. Breaking ball tapped on the ground over to third on a two hop. Slowly rolled, Mitchell gathers, throws the first in time. It's a 5-3 put out of Alex Brody to begin this top half of the ninth inning. It'll be Miles Vandenhoevel, his second appearance in as many innings off the Raptor bench today. First pitch from Vax to Vandenhoevel is fouled away. Miles came in the bottom of the fifth inning in this nine spot, originally occupied by Tyler McClanahan, the left-handed hitting outfielder from Orlando, Florida. McClanahan went 0-for-2 with looking strikeouts in the third and fifth innings before being lifted in the bottom half of the frame for Vandenhoevel to go play center, and Jake Beauchesne then moved from center to left. The 0-1 misses up and in to even the count at a ball and a strike. One won the count, one down. Vax trying to work his first full inning of the ballgame. Gets the signs from Jack Collins. Swung on and missed. Count moves 1-2 on Vandenhoevel. Vandenhoevel takes a step out of the right-handed batter's box before stepping back in for the 1-2 delivery. Vax rocks and fires. Breaking ball slashed in the air down the right field line. That'll get out of play. On deck, back to the top of the order for the fifth time with Trotter Boston. Another 1-2 coming here from Luke Vax, the third pitcher used by the Loggers tonight. Swung on and missed, handcuffing Vandenhoevel on the inside corner. 2-of-2 down here in the ninth. Back to the top of the order with Trotter Boston. Boston, 1-for-4 tonight, an inning ago, singled and later scored. What ended up being the go-ahead run to make it 4-3, coming in on that two-run, two-out single from Jake Beauchesne. Back's first pitch to him. This is outside for ball one. Pitching tonight for both sides. Loggers getting five innings out of Tyler Albanese to start his second outing of the campaign, going five innings, allowing two hits, one run, three walks, seven strikeouts, while throwing 78 pitches. 1-0 to Boston, cranks this one in the air, dead center field. Hamilton, though, has got plenty of room to make the routine play. Well hit off the bat by Boston, but not nearly deep enough. It's a 1-2-3 ninth inning. We head to the bottom. Raptors three outs away from making it three wins in a row and getting back to above 500. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Raptor Baseball live from Cope Park. 5-3 the score on your home of the Raptors, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
It's crunch time here at Copeland Park. It's the bottom of the ninth inning. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here on WFHR. 5-3 the score in favor of your Rafters. And we get a pitching change. Fourth bullpen arm used today by Kirk Schreider. It's the left-hander out of Alabama State, Juan Berrios. Berrios made his first appearance as a Rafter Friday night at home against the Madison Mallards in the 6-2 loss. Throwing an inning, no hits allowed. Allowed a run, though, walked three in the seven he faced. First pitch to R.J. Hamilton. It's the top of the lacrosse order due up this inning. It misses for ball one. Hamilton 0-for-4 today with a pair of strikeouts and a pair of groundouts. See with the Calle Puerto Rico native Berrios can do here as the 1-0 misses outside for ball two. It's 2-1 when Berrios entered on Friday. That being his lone frame in the eighth. He allowed the tying run to score on a fielder's choice after he walked the bases loaded. The 2-0. That one's in there for a called strike. Bryson Stripling into the ballgame as well for the Rafters, replacing Alex Brody behind the plate. Kyle Bender worked a 1-2-3. Bottom half of the eighth inning, just 11 pitches needed for the Folsom Lake College Falcon. Here comes the 2-1 from the southpaw Berrios. It misses downstairs for ball three. Zeros across the line for Kyle Bender tonight. Fantastic work for the right-hander, getting the ball from Jack Weisinger. Berrios set the 3-1 coming to the right-handed hitting R.J. Hamilton. That one, right down the chute, it's in there for a called strike at 86 miles an hour. On deck is Matt Mura. Zach Wattis, left-handed hitting first baseman to follow. Fifth time around tonight for lacrosse in their order. The 3-2 coming from Juan Berrios. Just missing downstairs for ball four. It's the sixth pitch walk drawn by R.J. Hamilton, the leadoff man aboard for lacrosse here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Matt Mura, 3-for-4 tonight. His lone at-bat that did not result in a knock was his first, a ground out to Mason Onati to make the second out of the first inning. Since then, it's been three leadoff singles in respective innings for Mira. In the third, fifth, and seventh, when he was on base in the fifth, he stole second and third as well. So could get some good speed in motion here for the Loggers. Berrios set, third base side of the rubber. The southpaw looks back at it twice with 10 on the pitch clock and fires, missing up and out for ball one. For Berrios, 9 outings at Alabama State this past spring, all out of the bullpen. 8 2/3 innings pitched. Worked 2 frames of 1-run ball against Troy back on April 2nd. Allowed 2 hits, no walks, and 3 strikeouts for the left-hander. 1-0 pitch, misses outside. Backpick attempt from Stripling is not in time. It's 2-0 on the left fielder, Mira. 5 runs on 6 hits and 2 errors for your Rafters. 3 runs on 7 hits and an error for the Loggers. Lacrosse plating all 3 of their runs in the bottom of the second inning. 2 of them off the bat of Ryan Kucharek in his first home game with the Loggers and his first at-bat at Copeland Park, sending one over and out beyond the left field wall against the starter tonight for Wisconsin Rapids, Nick Paulson. And a pitch clock violation called on Berrios prior to the 2-0. It's now 3 balls and no strikes on Mira. The Rafters would get one back in the fourth after Jorge Degatti had a 1-out double to right center. Grayson Schaefer brought him home on an RBI single to left. Another one added in the sixth. Jorge Degatti once again going the other day, but clearing the right center field wall. The 3-0 pitch right down the middle is in there for a called strike. From there, the Rafters' big inning being the top of the eighth, scoring 3 times. A sack fly from Degatti knotted the ballgame at 3. And with 2 outs and the bases loaded, Jake Beauchesne sneaking one by the glove of the second baseman, Cam Pruitt, to make it 5-3. The 3-1 pitch skied in the air center field. McIntosh chasing out. Vandenhoevel coming in to make the grab for the first out of the ninth inning. This is a save spot here for Berrios. 5 of the 6 wins for Wisconsin Rapids this year have required a save. Got 4 for Max Weitzel leading the way, and Alex Honeyman picked up a save yesterday out of the bullpen, getting the final 6 outs against these Loggers. Lefty-on-lefty battle here. Zach Wattis against Juan Berrios, the left-handed hitting first baseman. Takes a first-pitch strike on the outside corner. Throw down to second. Hamilton took off on the pitch, and he's in there safely. Throw from Stripling just a tad late, and double play ball on the ground, wiped away on that stolen base. Wattis today still searching for his first hit. Struck out swinging to end the first, hit to a 9-6 double play back in the third, flew out to center in the fifth, and flew out to right in the seventh. And his most recent at-bat, a diving grab made by Jorge Degatti. One pitch, breaking ball, chasing in the dirt is Wattis. It's nothing in two. Luke Davis, the DH on deck. The switch hit will go back to the right side against Berrios. Look down the line for Wisconsin Rapids. That is Max Weitzel getting loose. Rapids hoping to not have to use the Ohio Dominican Panther tonight. Two on the pitch clock. Here comes the 0-2. That one misses low and outside. A ball and two strikes now on Wattis. Tonight for the Raptors, Nick Paulson the start. From there, three straight right-handers out of the bullpen. Sam Arnold for two, Jack Weisinger for two, and Bender in the eighth, and now it's Berrios. Albanese, Rundy, and Vax for LaCrosse. Berrios set. The 1-2 on the outside corner misses low. Count evens 2-2 on the three-hole hitter, Zach Wattis. Count all even. We'll see what Berrios decides to go with here on the 2-2. Here it comes. That one missing low and out again. Berrios beside himself on that call from the crew chief, Shem Martin, but Wattis has worked it to a full count with a runner on second and one away in a 5-3 ball game in the bottom half of the ninth inning here in La Crosse. Berrios comes set. Runner takes off. He's going to get into third prior to the pitch, but it's on the outside corner for a called third strike. Wattis down looking. Hamilton took off before Berrios even threw the ball, and by the time the ball was on its way to home plate, Hamilton was on third base. Two outs, runner on third. It'll bring up Luke Davis. Davis, no stranger to the clutch situations, having that big knock against Green Bay. One of his two homers earlier on last week. First pitch from Berrios to him. This is low for ball one. Hamilton led off the inning by walking on six pitches and has stolen a pair of bases. Matt Mira then flew out to center field. Wattis down looking against Berrios. The first strikeout for the left-hander as a Wisconsin Rapids Raptor. Across down to their final three outs here in the ninth inning. Berrios set the 1-0. This one is tapped foul right behind home plate. Count evens a ball and a strike here on the logger designated hitter. Davis drew a 7-pitch walk to start his day back in the second and came in to score. Drew a 7-pitch walk as well in the third, went down swinging in the fifth. Last plate appearance, also a walk on 6 pitches in the seventh. 0-for-1 today in 4 plate appearances is Zach Davis. Luke Davis, I should say. Zach Wattis, who just went down looking. Here comes the 1-1. Hit on the ground, left side. Onati's got it at third. The throw to first in time. Raptors hang on to win it here on the road. They keep the home and home series with the La Crosse Loggers and are winners of three straight. They move to 7-6 on the season, back above 500 for the first time since opening week. 5 runs on 6 hits and 2 errors for the Raptors. 3 runs on 7 hits and 1 error for La Crosse. We'll be back in just a couple minutes from Copeland Park for your official Raptor postgame show on your home of the Raptors, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Rafters win it here at Copeland Park. They improve to 7-6 on the season. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR for your official Rafters postgame show. They're winners of three straight, sweeping the home-and-home here with lacrosse. They still get two more with the Loggers later on in the season. Saturday, July 20th, back at Witter Field, and on the 21st, a 5:05 first pitch here in lacrosse. Let's break down this ball game. We'll start with the pitchers out on the mound. Nick Paulson got the ball today for Wisconsin Rapids, his third outing of the season, and his second start, going three innings, allowing four hits, three runs allowed, two earned, walk two, struck out two, and 59 pitches thrown. From there, the baton was passed to Sam Arnold out of the bullpen. The right-hander from Des Plaines, Illinois, went two innings, allowed two hits, no runs, walked two, and struck out two in the 47 tosses he threw to the plate this evening. Jack Weisinger made his Rafter debut. Two frames, one hit allowed, no runs, one walk, and a strikeout in the 33 pitches he threw tonight. Kyle Bender got the eighth and worked a 1-2-3 inning, throwing just 11 pitches. And then Juan Berrios, the left-hander from Alabama State, making his second appearance as a Rafter, picked up the save in the ninth inning. Tyler Albanese got the start on the other side for lacrosse, going five innings, allowing two hits, one earned run, walked three, and struck out seven in the 78 pitches he threw. Five runs on six hits, two errors for your Rafters, three runs on seven hits, and an error for the Loggers. Scoring started for lacrosse back in the bottom of the second inning. All three runs for lacrosse today were put up in that inning. Started with a two-run homer from the six-hole hitter and shortstop from Louisiana State, Ryan Kucherek, sending that one over and out, and then a two-out base hit to bring in Cam Pruitt from Gable Mitchell made it 3-0 lacrosse. The Rafters would get one run back in the fourth on an RBI single from Brayson Schaefer, bringing home Jorge Degatti. Degatti would then take one the other way, right center field, clearing the wall, a solo homer to lead off the top of the sixth inning. to make it 3-2. The Raptors would plate three in the bottom of the eighth, the tying run coming off the bat of Jorge Degatti, a sack fly to left field, bringing home Miles Vandenhoevel. And then it was one big swing of the bat from Jake Beauchesne. Bases loaded, two down, a base hit up the middle, sneaking it under the glove of the second baseman Cam Pruitt to right center field. 5-3 was the score there, and that ended up being our final, the WFHR player game, being none other than Jorge Degatti, the returning Rafter who led the team in batting average a season ago, getting his first homer on the campaign and having another extra base hit as well with the double, and obviously tying the game on the sacrifice fly, was so impactful with his evening and even made a diving play in right field as well. We're back at it again tomorrow night on the road at Capital Credit Union Park, home of the Green Bay Rockers, for the first of many against the Rockers within the division this season. Rafters win it by a final score of 5-3 and are 7-6 through their first 13 games of this 2024 Northwoods League season. Signing off from now, here from La Crosse, Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR, saying thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Rafter Baseball. We'll see you tomorrow night in Green Bay.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled festival.
Student loans back, I'll be paying them back for the rest of my life, probably.
Well, I'm still paying
several pull stars with that student loan, I'm sure.
I'm still paying student loans off, too, but I married well.
Oh, well, there you go.
And speaking of which, when you
I heard that about the whole chunk. They're always mirroring up those ones.
Oh, wow. It's in our blood. Oh, wow.
Yeah. But yes, I'll probably I'm really considering giving it lots of consideration and looking at things. I'll probably go to this webinar on Wednesday, but I'm thinking about, changing my home over to like a whole entire, like the electrified home. So everything is running on electricity, not gas.
Right.
Which, this would be my little tiny way of making some meaningful footprint or impact on the carbon footprint. Something I can, have some contribution to. Thinking about banning all plastics from my house too.
That would be good. You know, you can have that big property you have, you can get a solar farm.
As I drink out of my plastic cup. So.
And I love I think our people that listen to our show love the sound effects, too, of you gulping water during the show.
gulping water.
And you have that big, big area out there where you could put a wind farm or at least one big, big rotored farm out there and some solar panels.
Ooh, right? I can do solar that. Farm. Like, I probably don't. I mean, if I can put it in the public park, then maybe, I'd be happy with that. Right next to the baseball diamond.
Land back.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Anyway.
So what's happening in the clinic here? What's going
what's
on
happening
with the clinic?
Things are going well. I think we're it's summertime. We're getting ready to do a couple of really cool things this week. Last weekend we had our second annual summer men's camp that we've done. So
wow.
We started this men's work about a year ago, a little over a year ago, really because it was born out of some conversations I was having with close relatives and also some people in the community, and just realizing, recognizing how much our men are struggling. Not all of them, but I think generally a lot of our men struggle with sort of like trying to, figure out who they are, figure out what their responsibility and what their role is in modern society, right? We had some really clear roles. Things have shifted and changed. but so many of the men we serve in our community clinic and at MAC, and a lot of the men that are struggling, I think, in our community are people who have come home from, long and, many years in incarceration, are dealing with a number of other things. And early recovery, the other folks, that are connected to this work, are just really, trying to find their way, trying to find their quote unquote North Star, as it were. I had a few conversations with folks, and I just went to one of my, I went to Sarah Anderson, who's our grant manager, and I was like, find me some money to start a men's camp. I said, a drum circle. We wanted to start a drum circle. We didn't really have any money for that. We just kind of figured it out. Let's start some work around with men, talking circles and other things to get men together and have them begin talking a little bit about, like, what does it mean to be a warrior in the 21st century? What is it, what does it look like being, in today's society, post pandemic, being a Native man, mm-hmm. and all of the things that we need to do to take care of ourselves, and then also to be, modern day warriors. Take care of others, take care of the elders, the children, protect the women, protect the land, our medicines, our cultural life ways, those things. These are all things that we, we only fought and we only went to war when it was necessary. We didn't, use violence and weapons and fighting as the main way to sort of solve our problems. We actually reserve that for the end of the last sort of, that was the last resort, right? Our first resort was to be good relatives and to figure out how to, protect the things that were important and meaningful to us using, prayer and ceremony and words. And so that this is our second year doing this. And I went to these men this year, they were able to build the lodge, the people we worked with on that. To establish that camp allowed us, because we had a good relationship with them. We took good care of the camp and we did, mm-hmm. we did what we said we were going to do. And they allowed us to build a lodge on that camp. And I showed up and sweated with them on Saturday night. And it was probably one of the most beautiful experiences I have. They're just amazing, amazing men, good hearts, lovely human beings. I was just really honored and privileged to be in that space with them.
Well, Dr. Saitly, next time that happens, give me a text. I'd love to show up. Hey, I hope you feel better. I really appreciate you,
thank you.
Coming in and talking to us. And it's always fun, but also very educational. And we love hearing you. I can hear your water right now. We love hearing that too, but we also love hearing from you.
It's life. Water is life.
So yeah, true. Ice cube.
Have a little bit of life.
We'll be right back with Wendy and her sacred animal portion. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Ho-wa.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program or TAP is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. That's 612-373-3333.
Attention, Native American community. As we prepare for American Indian Celebration Month in Minnesota this May, it's essential to prioritize the health and safety of our communities. With social gatherings and festivities on the horizon, getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is crucial. So let's make getting vaccinated a tradition, inclusive and cross-generational. Imagine gatherings filled with shared stories and cultural celebrations free from the shadow of COVID-19. Remember, protecting yourself and others is what counts. Whether it's time for an updated vaccine or your first shot, all COVID-19 vaccines offer protection, with the latest vaccine especially recommended for our elders over 65. As we gather with friends and relatives this May for American Indian Celebration Month, let's ensure everyone's safety by getting vaccinated. Together, we can uphold our traditions and keep our communities thriving. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Hey, everybody. My name is Hanajihi Hani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. A couple of things here today. I have information from the Secret Squirrel Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. They just happen to be located in Gainesville, Florida. But what I want to say is that there are so many rehabilitation centers right now posting on social media to put water out for the wildlife. It's been so incredibly hot in so many places throughout the United States. And these animals are brought into the rehabilitation center, and all it is that they're dehydrated. They just need water. That's it. So once they're given fluids and water, they're fine. They have no other injuries or illnesses or anything else. They're just thirsty. So it just they're just asking everyone. This is the post that they put up. Water 911. I've gotten three calls this week for wildlife so dehydrated they collapsed in yards. I advised each person to set water down. All three animals recovered without needing rehabilitation efforts, so please set water out. Shallow bowls up high and low, placed in shade near bushes and trees. This is to help stop predators' attacks. Provide fresh water a minimum of 3 days a week to help wildlife survive this heat and dry weather. Yeah, there's no rain. They can't even find puddles, so they're so thirsty. I've seen posts where someone was giving water to a snake, and it was drinking from it, from a bottle, a water bottle. The snake was so thirsty, so everybody's thirsty out there. A little water will do. Robert and I put water out. We change it every day. A couple of different bowls. Some have like pebbles in them so that even insects, like insects, flies, and whoever else can land on the rocks and drink the water without falling in and drowning. And then in the larger bowl, I keep a couple of twigs so that if anybody falls in there, they could grab onto the twig and crawl out. And then we have the bird bath that the birds just come and take a drink and bathe themselves. So that's pretty cute and fun to watch them. If your dog is afraid of fireworks, right, today is the day to call your vet, not on July 3rd. I hear this every year that vets get calls on July 3rd. My dog has anxiety and I need medication. So call now. Be aware, even if your dog isn't, maybe call the vet to see if there's something you could keep in the house. Wanda has separation anxiety, and we give her trazodone. It's a pretty safe medication, calms her down. Many people use it for sleep and to calm themselves too, and it really works for her. So if your dog is afraid of fireworks, call today. Also keep your pets inside. Keep your pets inside. Even, you know, every year, the statistic is that more dogs go missing on the 4th of July than any other time of the year. The fireworks, the noise, the sound, you know, the sounds, the lights, the chaos just, you know, scares them and they bolt. Even dogs who are like really well trained and are, you know, really well behaved, they get freaked out and they get lost. So keep your dogs and cats and other pets inside. You know, keep the windows shut, put some music on, let them listen to something else, or put the TV on, put a fan on or an air conditioning and just let them hang out, right? Let's see what we have here. Here's a post. It's a picture of bugs, just all bugs, ants, grasshoppers, spiders, moths, dragonflies, caterpillars, all kinds of bugs. And it said, all your life you've been told these are bugs, but they're not. They're bird food. So no insects. If we have no insects, we have no birds. So stop spraying mosquito spray and stop lawn chemicals. I can't tell you how many times I walk past houses and they have those little signs, those little bitty signs that say, keep your pets and animals off the lawn until this date. So, it's killing everything. Anyway, they're not bugs, they're bird food. Adopted dogs, I always talk about this, take 3 days to decompress, 3 weeks to start to know your routine, and 3 months to start to feel at home. So just give them a chance. A lot of people will get a dog or a cat, bring them home from the shelter, and they don't like what they see the first couple of days or even the first week. They freak out. People freak out and bring the pet back. But you really need a chance. The animal really needs a chance. So we've talked so many times about our cat Princess. We got her. She was scared. She was in my closet. I put a little bed in there for her. But she stayed in there for 3 months. She never even came out. She came out when we were not around, so she would use the kitty litter and eat and drink and whatever. But Robert really did a great job in working with her to kind of lure her out and show her that, it's okay, you're safe here. And she used to peek around the corner and watch us play with our other pets, and play with the dogs and talk to the dogs. And I think she just watched and eventually knew, like, okay, these people are okay. Well, I could come out. I just saw a post about an albatross. So an albatross is the largest bird, and it can go years without landing. It just flies around over the ocean, dives into the ocean, and catches its prey, and then flies back up in the over the ocean. And it can do that for years. They spend their first 6 years of life flying over the ocean before coming to the land to mate. It's capable of traveling more than 10,000 miles in a single journey and circumnavigating the globe in 46 days. How amazing is that? And if you go online and you Google image of albatross bird, you could see how big they are compared to a human person. They are just unbelievable. Their wingspan is 10 feet. And the largest one ever recorded was 11 feet across. So that's a pretty amazing animal. I'd love to see one of them one of these days. In the wild, though, so probably never will, because I don't want to see any captive animals. We see a lot of pigeons around. We're spending a lot of time in New York, Robert and I, and pigeons are not wild animals. Interesting. I never knew this. And now I feel differently about them. My friend grew up in New England where they have pigeons. Apparently, they also hate them there. He was always saying bad things about pigeons until I pointed something out that he never thought of before. We domesticated pigeons. They are nearly all over the world because humans brought them here. And they're more than pets. They carried messages, people raced them, they lived spoiled lives as honored human companions for centuries. And then when we got the telephone and we didn't want to race them anymore, honestly, us humans just threw them out as trash. So this species hangs around in the city because they don't know how to go and find food. They eat whatever we eat, like whatever we throw on the ground, that's what they eat. And
you're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Catherine Eden, professor at Princeton University. We'll discuss the impediments that poverty poses to kids and learning.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.